Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Anna Daly in for Andrea today. And every Monday, Lunchtime Live explores this gorgeous island of ours and all that it has to offer. So maybe you have a weekend that's unaccounted for over the summer, before the summer comes to an end, that you need a little bit of inspiration for. Well, we are here to help. So please send us in your recommendations as well. We would love to hear them. Today, we're talking about something really exciting, whale watching. And Sarah Kim Watchworn joins me now. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, this is something very adventurous, isn't it?
A little bit different in Ireland that most people may not have seen.
Yeah. So it's a real growing area as well, isn't it?
I think so. Like, I guess social media lends to that as well. It's nice to show people what is actually in our waters, you know.
And it's quite incredible what we're seeing. Your videos in particular are incredible. How big is whale watching in Ireland right now? What's going on? And are the conditions good for it?
This summer has not been ideal.
Okay.
There's been a lot of winds and less, I guess, whales are showing up than last year, actually, because last summer I spent most of my days on the water seeing humpbacks bubble feeding, basking sharks.
Wow.
Now, we did have great numbers of basking sharks in April and May, so that was incredible. But yeah, lots to see.
So what
still.
Are they looking for? What are the ideal conditions?
Obviously, not that much swell to get out in a boat to see them. Swell is obviously the way the water moves, the depth of it.
Okay.
So the less swell, the better. Not that much wind. Wind leads to more ripply sea conditions. And then, no rain when you're out on a boat would be ideal. They're just your peak conditions, Blue skies leads to better visibility in the water. So you're more clear to see dolphins swimming around the boat and things like that.
I was going to say, it's not just whales, is it?
No,
there's a lot
out there. I'd say grey and common seals are you can see them quite easily all around Ireland. There's so many places. The Blaskets probably are my favourite place to see them, and the water is crystal clear there. There's basking sharks, common, bottlenose dolphins. Risso are rare. I still to see them. Humpbacks, minke and fin whales.
Now, how do you know so much about this? How did you get into it?
I just became absolutely obsessed with whales. My sister used to show me these videos years ago just on YouTube of whales around the world, and I've been around the world to see them. I went to the Azores, saw my first sperm whales there. My most recent trip was Dominica in February, where I swam with sperm whales. One of my first trips to swim with whales was the French Polynesia 2 years ago.
Wow.
She showed me those, and then from that I was I wonder what can I see in Ireland, you know. That's how I started research. When I'm really interested in something, I love to research it as much as possible. So then I was why don't I go out and see what I can find.
And you've kind of made this your niche. So your Instagram is at Hey from SK, and your videos are incredible.
Thank
I was watching them
much.
Earlier on with the team here. They're just beautifully shot. Your aerial shots, your drone shots, they're fab. Can we view them from land, or is it all about boat trips?
No.
Is that a stupid question?
No, absolutely no stupid questions. I love actually watching them from land because they come very close to shore sometimes. One of my favourite encounters was last year in Cork, which is a peak prime whale watching spot. I saw a whale bubble feeding from the beach. And it was absolutely incredible that
it
was
so close.
What do you
mean by bubble feeding now?
So basically bubble feeding is something people only see in people think it only happens in, say, Alaska and Antarctica. So whales blow bubbles to hoard fish into a specific area. Then they open their mouth wide and scoop them up, to say it in the most basic way. Yeah.
Wow.
It's beautiful to watch it. And yeah, we saw it from land, which is really special.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
So you're going to take us around the country now.
Right. Yeah.
Take us to Waterford, first of all. Where are we staying?
Okay, so Waterford, obviously, I'm from Wexford, so it's probably one of my favourite places. Egray House is such a gorgeous little cabin to stay in. You can actually see out the sea from it. One of these just really well. I love interiors, so I go for these well-designed places as well. And then place, there's such class places to eat close by, like Meze for the most delicious falafel. Then Wexford also, there's close by that to Whale Watch is Huckhead. And then go to Grawlin for some food, like two of my favourite places to eat.
Brilliant. You've just reminded me, I, during the summer, when travelled out on the ferry, the Blue Pool ferry from Glengariff in West Cork to Garnish Island. And it's only a 10-minute ferry crossing. But they stop and you can watch... You can watch the seals like proudly sitting up on the rocks.
Yeah, they're
just amazing.
Peeping, looking at you and everything. Yes.
And there's a good few photographers on the boat. And then I was like, oh, well, clearly that's why they're here, because you get the most incredible shots.
Yeah, and the sea eagles are out on that island, actually. There's a couple of sea eagles. I've yet to pop out there. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's right up your street. Okay. Donegal, you're going to Paddy Joe's cottage.
Stawning Cottage. Now, it's not right beside the sea, but honestly, I don't know if I could choose anywhere else in Donegal. It's beautiful and it overlooks all the mountains. And there's so many viewing points, even like Slieve League to Sight Wales from is class. Any kind of high, if you just think of any high area where you can see clearly a good distance in the ocean, that's your spot.
And it's not a particularly overcast day, ideally. It's dry and clear.
You need good visibility,
yeah. Okay, and you're going out on the Kiwi Girl, which is a Mullach Moore boat. So, lots of people will know that in Sligo.
We went out so many times with him last year, seeing the bubble feeding as well. And he, like, they came so close. They come right up to the boat, you know. So mental. It's incredible, yeah.
What about the North Coast?
So the North Coast...
This is glamping, is it?
You can go to these little glamping pods, yes.
Lovely.
North Coast 9. Loads of delicious places to eat on the North Coast as well. And most people forget about marine life up there, but if you think about it, it's close to Scotland. So there's always a chance of some orca maybe passing through even, or fin whales, minke, and I saw loads of common and bottlenose dolphins there recently.
So you need to know what you're looking for as well. I feel like they'd be passing me by and I wouldn't know what's what. Someone says, by the way, we've so much activity in the coastal waters here in Dungarvan. Yeah. You can very often see fin whales, dolphins and even humpbacks from the coast at Helvick Head, which I think you have on your list here, don't you?
Love that spot.
We also have surfing seals in the harbour. That's KP in Waterford. You're in agreement. You're nodding there.
Absolutely. Those surfing seals are very cool to see.
What about Mayo?
Okay, Mayo is incredible as well. I would say Achill is just such an all-around great spot to go to. If you're going anywhere whale watching, like, honestly, one of the best things to have is a van or go camping, especially on Achill. And then Keen Bay is such a beautiful spot to see basking sharks. Like, really special to see them coming in and feel safe to come back in that bay. And then up on the cliffs or around by Kiel or Menon Heights is another spot in on Achill.
Brilliant. Okay. Yeah. So that's Dingle as well. We can't forget Dingle.
Oh, Dingle's one of my favourite
places. Now, most people
places.
Will think of Dingle instantly when they think about this conversation, won't they?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, of course, Fungi was a pretty popular guy down there.
Yeah.
But you can still see, he was bottlenose and you can still see bottlenose there quite often at Brandon Point on North Dingle Peninsula. Then around Ventry is where I saw a lot of basking sharks 2 years ago. But anywhere along Schley Head is a great spot to look out for all sorts of marine life. Recently, I'd say people saw the humpback breaching down there. There was like a juvenile humpback continuously breaching. A little bit jealous of everybody seeing it because I missed it, but that's how it goes, isn't it?
That is how it goes. It's all about the timing,
exactly.
Isn't it?
Exactly.
And I suppose the temperature and the conditions
as
well. Last Friday evening, we were between the Bailey Lighthouse in Howth and the Nose of Howth. There was 5 dolphins feeding and playing. It was very special, says the texter.
Stunning. It's gorgeous to watch them. Yeah.
It just makes you realise that you need to stop and pay attention to these things, don't you?
Absolutely.
Especially when I'm thinking of travelling with kids and there's just so much going on that it's so easy to be distracted and miss the magic.
Yeah. They could easily watch out as well. Great way to entertain kids. I wonder what we can see in the water, you know?
Can you actually swim with the dolphins off the coast of Ireland? Someone's asking.
I wouldn't recommend, just because dolphins are often breeding and with young, so it's better to just give them distance and respect to what they need to do, you know.
Okay, very important. Yeah, it's a nice it's a nice line. It's respectful, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's their zone. It's their home.
Yeah.
Land spotting in Cork, you have the Old Head Kinsale.
Mm-hmm.
So this is from land you're seeing it?
From land also, yeah. Obviously, there's a lot of boat trips in West Cork that are very renowned. Colin Barnes is probably number one down there. Cork, West Cork Whale Watching and Atlantic Whale Watch. So yeah, great boat companies, but also great places to spot from land as well. And Kinsale's such a little handy spot. It's close to the town too.
And it's just a reminder of the beauty that is on our doorstep in our own country.
Yeah, everyone travels abroad to see all these things.
Yeah.
If you just spend a little bit of time by the sea, they're like right there. Sometimes you need quite a bit of time, but.
You do, you're right. I think COVID was a brilliant reminder of us. You know, we all traveled around Ireland when we couldn't fly out of the country. And I think we were all reminded of the beauty that's on our doorstep then, weren't we?
To stay here and enjoy it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so, I think actually for me, it's like when you see other people traveling to Ireland to experience it, you're like, wow, yeah, it has so much to offer as well, you know.
Totally. Someone says, is there any place in Ireland that you'd nearly be guaranteed, I love that, it's such an Irish expression, you'd nearly be guaranteed to see whales. My daughter's obsessed and she's always asking to go, but we've never spotted them. So
right.
It's a bit disheartening, isn't it, for families if they're booking trips and they're trying to get to see something and
they
don't.
Yeah, and like the monetary value that goes into it, like you're investing your time and money into it.
Yeah.
But obviously with whales, there's no guarantee. They're wild animals in the ocean, and that's something we really need to remember and respect. But I'd say dingo would be your best bet for dolphins.
Okay.
Every time I've been down there recently, I've always seen minke. But I don't know if I couldn't say one specific area that
you're afraid to send them somewhere and take responsibility, are you?
Absolutely.
If there was one other spot for whale watching, where would you say?
I would say Waterford, Wexford in winter.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. Like all winter I've seen fin whales off Helvic Head every single day, or like most days I went to Duncannon Beach in Wexford and saw common dolphins. And that's really it's 20 minutes from home, so it's very special.
Brilliant.
To see. Yeah.
What about the best place in the world you've ever seen them? So we'll go beyond Ireland here just for one last location.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Sorry, I'm throwing that at you now.
Honestly, I am obsessed with Iceland. So Húsavík in Northern Iceland is stunning because you got like the white peaks and then you see the whales and the blows are like incredible. And humpbacks are my favourite. So anywhere there's a humpback, I want to go there.
You want to be a part of
us.
Brilliant. Listen, it's been great having you in. Thank you very much. Give us your Instagram handle again, because it really is beautiful to look at.
So it's at heyfromsk.
Brilliant. Yes. Sarah Kim, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Loads of inspiration there.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.